It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Doing anything tonight, Blue Eyes?
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
All right. We're now listening to the Simpsons theme done in Hill Street Blues style, which I think is funny. It's going to start again in a minute. Bart Carney, episode number 190, is to me just an amazing example of mid-period Simpsons. The guest star is the late Jim Varney, who is just perfect in the role of Cooter, the disgruntled carnival worker who ends up living in the Simpsons house and trying to usurp it. Written by John Swartzwelder, who is amazing at sort of mining the seamy underbelly of American culture. It's just so funny. The visual gags over and over again are funny. And just the idea that the Simpsons could become friends with Carneys is like genius, and it was an idea whose time had come. I think in an earlier episode, there's a throwaway gag where they're at a carnival and Marge says, like, stop horsing around, or, you know, something like, stop it, don't make me get the carny. And, you know, already then the seed was planted for this. Something about this that's remarkable is that it's very scatological for The Simpsons. There are a few jokes that cross that particular line that The Simpsons usually doesn't cross. When Bart is cleaning up after the world's smallest horse, it lifts its tail to poop. And you also see the pile of horse poop behind Bart at the same time, which is like, you never see that in The Simpsons. But, you know, they're at the carnival, one of the most disgusting places on Earth. So it's very appropriate. One joke that always makes me laugh so much is that Cooter has a bucket of like caramel apple sauce, and on the side he has painted the word barf to deter people from stealing it. And Homer picks up the bucket and checks to see that it actually is something that he can eat. And there's like a great shot of him lifting a bucket that says barf on the outside and drinking it. And there's like, you know, brown residue around his mouth. So many things are funny. Oh yeah, and the other scatological thing is when Cooter's sitting at the table with them and he does the trick where he puts the cigarette into his nose and brings it out of his ear. And then he puts it, like, he brings it out of his butt after that. And off camera, Homer is like, no, no! Like, he's so impressed. Let's see. The haunted house sequence that is very short, where Lisa and Bart are ripped off by going through the stupid haunted house that's, like, all broken. And there's, like one feature of it is the old lady in the rocking chair being like, behold the ravages of age. That's funny. It is noteworthy that the stakes are very high in this particular episode because the Simpsons actually could lose their home at the end when Bart has, or Homer rather, makes a deal that he's going to play a ring toss game with a hula hoop over the house's chimney. And if he doesn't make it, the Cooters will actually own their house, which is, you know, very stupid and true Homer style, but like kind of way more higher stakes than we're used to. But of course, it turns out that it was a trick. And, you know, while they have the attention of Cooter and his son Spud, which is short for Spudford, they just run inside. My favorite, the number one funniest part in Bart Carney, to me, is the sequence at sunrise. You know, it's like a morning montage of what happens at the carnival as the morning is beginning. And it starts with like a hamburger wrapper opening like a flower. You know, it's a da 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 da. The hamburger wrapper opens. We see Cooter and Spud waking up in their ring toss game. And we see the bearded lady shaving her legs. We see a carny worker on a ladder in front of the funhouse with all of the letters that say funhouse, like actually putting them askew so that it looks more ramshackle. And finally, we see the hot dog turner at the concession stand with two rats running on it, you know, in a very beautiful way. And then somebody hoses the rats off of the hot dog turner. Yeah, it's one of my favorite episodes. I'm going to try not to only talk about episodes that I just saw again the week before, because I want it to be more of a surprise for all of you. But I couldn't let that one go by because it was on and I really like it. R.I.P. Jim Varney. He was awesome in it. Oh, thank you, friends, for listening to this new podcast from WFMU, Simpsons Time Through the Debigulator. I really appreciate it. Share it with your friends if you think that this is something that might catch on, possibly. And if you would like to rebigulate or even embiggen your experience with Simpsons Time, you can listen to it in its full context, or its intended context, as part of a radio show called Nazario Scenario. And that is accessed thusly. Go to wfmu.org/playlists/an. You will see all my playlists. I'm Amanda Nazario, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye!